From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Caltrans honoring the legacies of two of its employees during its 28th annual Workers' Memorial at the state capitol, one of those victims from Rio Dell. There have been a total of 188 Caltrans employees who've lost their lives on the job since 1921. Dignitaries, Caltrans employees, and family and friends paying special tribute to Annette Brooks and C.C. Hahn at this year's memorial. Annette was a steel structural painter supervisor and was shot and killed at a Caltrans facility in Rio Dell on April 24th last year. She started her career with Caltrans more than 35 years ago as a toll collector. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, highway construction and maintenance work, one of the most dangerous occupations in the United States. On May 1st, there will be an increase in the amount of water released from the Lewiston Dam, which will quickly affect the water levels of the Trinity River. Sheriff's Office is concerned that the increase in water levels on the river will make for unsafe swimming conditions. The increase in water flow is scheduled to continue through May 7th. Use extra caution, they say, if you plan to be near the Trinity River during that time. Curry County Sheriff's deputies this week got a call from the Cougar Lane Resort reporting that they were told by a person who'd been with a motorcycle group that a dead man was found about 3.5 miles up the Illinois River. Due to the narrow, rugged, steep trail and distance, members took a motorized track wheelbarrow cart and a single-wheeled Stokes carrier to help in getting the victim back to the beginning of the trailhead. He's been identified now as 70-year-old Stephen Chamberlain, who lived near the Illinois River Trail. Chamberlain had left his residence the day prior to go on an overnight hike and camping trip. The search continues for suspects in the assault on two people, a man and a woman, on the 1700 block of K Street. Police spoke to several people, determining that the man and woman were approached by several subjects who appear to be minors at the 1900 block of J Street. The juveniles followed the couple, yelling taunts. The couple followed them to the 1700 block of K Street, at which time several of them began assaulting the two. Suspects took off in a vehicle. The couple ultimately taken to St. Joseph Hospital for their injuries. Eureka Police actively investigating that felony assault. Eureka Friday Night Market starts on May 18th and then takes place every Friday until October 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. They'll be turning East Street from 3rd down to the waterfront, Opera Alley, and the Clark Plaza into a fresh and festive community gathering place featuring local crafters, artisans, chefs, nonprofits, and more. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.